Oh, hey, it's me, Peter. It's another week of Halloweeny things for you, part two. We cut the last one up in half. Maybe this is the more interesting half. Maybe last week's was the more interesting half, but it kind of seemed to thematically fall into two halves anyway. Luckily for us, I guess. In reality, the other two wanted to eat fucking biscuits and drink tea, so they made us stop halfway through the recording. So enjoy the first 10 to 20 minutes of this recording, being me trying to tell them about Halloween and Samhain, and them eating biscuits, stuffing their fucking faces, and going, enjoy. Joey's still away. She's still in Florida. This part of her trip is when she gets to go to Orlando and do all the mad touristy things. You know, she went to the Harry Potter thing yesterday, so I'm sure when she gets back, she'll have a bazillion stories about how fucking great that was. Richard. Oh, it's Richard's birthday this week. Happy birthday, shouts out. I got him things. But, Richard's got a screening of his films, well, not whatever, Sodium Party here in Bray in the Mermaid Theatre, which is kind of cool, because a lot of the film was shot here in Bray, so it's kind of like coming full circle. And as for me, do I have this? So I guess I'm the perfect guy to stay at home and fucking edit the podcast, because I just like, what else am I gonna do? I had a good Halloween. I ate a lot of sweets. I drank a lot of energy drink. I saw Before Dark. Before Dark? Fuck, I keep doing that. Near Dark, which is pretty good. I guess. Had some weird, I don't know. It seems to be like it was kind of a midpoint between The Lost Boys and like Twilight. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff in that movie that could have been cool and never got expanded on. And then there was a lot of stuff where I had to watch that one dude from Heroes kiss some girl in probably the creepiest way I've ever seen anyone kiss another human being. Ever. So that, yeah. That was it. Yeah. Any movie with Lars Henriksen is gonna be good though, because why not? Yeah, that was my Halloween and then Halloween week. After both me and Joey got new tattoos separate of each other, but we'll probably fucking blab on about that in the next podcast. It's kind of a transitional period right now. We're all kind of waiting for things to happen or people to come back or, in my case, keeping on and doing shit all. So, any of you are in Bray, I doubt it, but if any of you Brayites are out there, check it out on Sunday the 10th, Sodium Party in the Mermaid of Bray. And I think that's it. So, enjoy the podcast. Stay safe, don't tell anyone I was talking to you, okay? Okay. So fuck you. Okay. Bye. Bye.
Swallow this.
Why do you always do the clap?
So Peter can sync it up, but we didn't stop at the same time. But otherwise, it goes out of sync.
You know, I don't use both of these recordings.
I know. It's a common point that's me recording, isn't it?
I do, it's just in case.
I'm the backup.
My cookie went in the tea.
Oh my god. So, anyway, let's talk about actual fucking Halloween.
Okay.
Actual Halloween. So, many, many listeners might not know that Halloween originated here. It's from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
It dates back way, way back to pagan
Celtic Ireland, or Ireland, the old day is.
I don't think you're talking loud enough.
I don't think you're talking loud enough. How's that?
Better have you talking or have me eating a cookie.
So, yeah, it was the Feast of Samhain.
Mm-hmm.
It's something, it's not the, is it the equinox?
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not the solstice. Anyway.
Halloween is the one night a year when the spirits of the dead can return to earth.
It,
Right from Hocus Pocus.
It's, that's not true, actually.
Right from Hocus Pocus.
No, it's, there were two nights in the tradition. One was Samhain, and I think the other was Beltane. So, and they're both on either ends of the year.
Mm.
I think it's the night that marks when, yeah, it is the equinox, because it's the start of winter, really. It's when the nights start to get longer.
Mm-hmm.
Or when there's more night than there is. No, that's the solstice. No. Anyway, whatever. Fuck off.
Something to do with one of those, anyway.
Sure, we do know.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Halloween these traditions are so good. Come from here in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. What?
Jack-o'-lanterns.
Whoa.
It was apparently an Irish story about a man cursed to walk the countryside with a lantern.
Mm.
But something about, like, he couldn't enter a house if it had a lantern in it or something. That's where the whole pumpkin carving thing comes. So and that's why you put it in your front window.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the sweets came from. But I do know costumes have been around for at least 200 or 300 years.
Really?
Yeah, there's some very, very old photographs from way back in the dawn of photography.
Mm-hmm.
of people in very, very strange costumes from way back then. You know, you couldn't just be like a slutty nurse or something like that way back then. So,
well, thank God we live in this day and age.
Yes.
Where would I be without my slutty nurse outfit?
I've never done the slutty thing. I've always been something cool.
What about when you were the witch?
What? Slutty witch. When was I a slutty witch?
At my Halloween party.
I was a slutty. I was just a whip.
That was the first time we bonded.
You thought I was annoying.
I still think you're annoying.
I had a slutty outfit once. I dressed as a slut. And a friend of mine lent me her skirt to wear. Like, she's a real skinny person. And then, like, 2 years later, I was hanging out with her. I was having, like, dinner with her and her grandparents or whatever.
Mm.
And she was wearing the same dress or skirt. She's like, what?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear indeed.
So, yeah, I threw the party just so I could wear a certain mask and it never arrived.
Aww.
That was the first year I tried to buy the internet famous horse head mask. You have a horse head mask.
Mm-hmm.
I found that recently, and like the throat had rotted out.
Ew.
Yeah, I had no idea what was going on.
I say horse head mask. Is it like the rubber thing? Or Dr. Horrible?
Fucking stinks.
I don't know if it was in Dr. Horrible, but.
Because he hates Dr. Horrible.
All over the interwebs is.
Dr. Horrible was kind of ruined for us by like overly enthusiastic people.
Just like Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, because I don't think many, I don't think any Americans do bonfires.
Really?
For Halloween, no. It's not a thing to do.
Weird.
Mm. They trick-or-treat and shit, but like, that's, it seems to be a very...
It's a way bigger deal in America, though. Like, the decorations they have and stuff are amazing, and they have cards for Halloween. So cool.
Which is weird. I'm sure that's just someone cashing in.
Mm.
But yeah, the bonfires is actually goes back to sound. You'd lead to you'd lead animals between two bonfires.
Why?
Cook them on both sides evenly.
No, it was something like there was sacrificial ones burning in the fires, and then you'd lead the other ones in between them to make them fertile again. Something like that.
Hmm.
But it's a very strange tradition that's. Still goes on today with gangs of kids roaming housing estates looking for wood to burn for Halloween night.
There was a bonfire on the way to the gym today, but it was all like a bin. It was very rough.
Mm.
I'm sure that was just someone burning rubbish.
It's a good time of year to try and get away with that.
Yeah, it's actually the busiest night of the year here for the fire brigade.
Yeah. I feel bad. I have loads of animals, so I'm always really conscious of my all the, like, dogs and cats and horses and stuff being real freaked out by it.
By
bonfires? Do people come up your way, though?
Bonfires and bangers and stuff.
Well,
not too many.
That's something that's I'll like to after this. But yeah, Liz, did you guys build bonfires?
No. We're not
bonfires.
Never built.
I went to some.
What? Well, first off, that's racist, sir. And second off...
Racist!
I spent every Halloween, every year, until I was something like 16, building bonfires.
You were a bonfire kid?
those kids
were the worst. They were like, oh, hell yeah, give them some more of them.
Jesus, Peter, that sounds just like you.
Oh my god. You're such a bitch.
Why?
That's so mean of you.
Why?
It's a really big part of my childhood.
I didn't know you were into it.
This is a really big part of my childhood is the Halloween. You'd spend all Halloween building a bonfire and then you go home.
Okay.
You change into
your costume.
And you go trick-or-treating. When you finish trick-or-treating, you go to
the bonfire. To do what, though? To look at
Did
the bonfire?
Did you build it up? Did
yeah,
you
just
wood?
All stand around and, like, you know, if you got, like, really bad sweets, you fuck them in.
By bad sweets, I presume you mean, like, apples and nuts and shit.
Apples
what the
nuts.
Fuck is with those bastards giving those to people?
But ones that clean your teeth, you know, mints and stuff. You'd be
mints?
Like, fuck you.
The year you got it wrong got mints.
One year this one house did candy apples and they never did it again.
Why not?
I don't know why.
That sounds yummy.
But we went there every year afterwards being like, candy apples, please.
And they're all like, oh, here's some mints.
Go away.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I went to bonfires as well. I didn't go collecting stuff for them, though.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the bonfire, I just didn't. Spilled the bonfire.
I stood on nails because of it.
Yeah. I know so many people who've had that happen to them. Like, and I grew up in that environment where it was always really obviously going to happen to everyone.
Oh yeah, just like bits of wood lying around everywhere. It was. I think it had something to do with it being the middle of the Celtic Tiger, and everyone was just remodeling everything.
Yeah.
Everyone was, like, throwing out doors and getting double glazing and all this shit. So we always had wood.
I always had wood.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, we'd build them. Sometimes we'd, like, knock a pole over.
That's racist.
No. Like, no. You're
going in the fire, you fucking pole.
No, 1 year we knocked over an ESV pole.
And used it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's a bit extreme.
That would have knocked people's phone services out.
We had a really dodgy one up nearby us that the wire was like hanging off and I was swinging in the breeze and stuff and it wasn't connected to anything, so we just took the pole and someone set it up as a goalpost for most of the year.
Yeah.
One goalpost was a tree and the other.
There was just
pole.
One like sort of section of town that had no phone for the year because someone stole their pole. They never knew what happened to that
I
pole.
I don't know. Around where I lived, there were at least two wires that were always down and swinging in the wind. It was like
that's creepy.
That could be kind of dangerous, but like no one ever said anything or came up to look.
I don't know. What I always remember about Halloween is just like dying to go trick or treating, dying for it to get dark. And then it was always over so fast. Trick or treating was always so quick. I'd say it only took about a fucking hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we eventually we got old enough to like go to other estates and stuff.
Yeah, we had like, I mean, you know where I grew up. It was that sort of big estate. There was the estate across the park, and then there was another estate across the main road. But I think like the problem was, by the time we did our estate and the adjoining estate, it seemed late to us because we were children, so you couldn't really go to other estates because that would be a bit cheeky. But you did.
Yeah, a couple of times. And then we go to my granny's house because she lives in the same estate. And all of us, all my friends and stuff, we'd show up and they'd fucking everything they had just pour it all on us to be like, no more trick-or-treating tonight, you go. Because they're lovely.
I didn't grow up in the estate. I like live away from things. So like we didn't really trick-or-treat around the area I lived.
Where'd you go?
I don't really remember. I only ever remember like one or two years of actually trick-or-treating up in past Enniskerry with like
my friends.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
Very far.
So obviously we didn't like walk through it, but going out with my friends and all that kind of thing. But it was even then, it was only a small amount because there's this one stretch where we'd go to and it was like this one family kind of owned like 10 of the houses along this one stretch. So, so you pretty much have like, you know, five houses or five places you can knock into altogether. But I'm not one of these people who's into dressing up, or I absolutely hate makeup stuff on me and Like, I love Halloween, I love scary things, I love all that atmosphere, but I just can't ever get into that kind of vibe of dressing up or anything.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. You'll notice I'm really awkward about it all the time.
You love it. Mm. You sort of dressed up for my birthday.
I know. Actually, that was going to be better until like the fake blood soaked through. Even though that was such a push for me, I really...
That was good, that was a good
really
costume.
It really makes me so uncomfortable
I
to
mean,
go that far.
Bear paid like £100 for his costume, for the Jason costume, and it was shit. Yeah. We still have the mask
you
and the machete.
And the machete.
That's Jesus, did he, like, why did he leave it here?
Hmm?
He left it here, or...? Because
it's shitty, like, it's not good.
It's a proper Jason mask, though, isn't it? Well, it's probably plastic.
No, it's not, it's shit.
It looks good.
Just buy a fucking hockey mask. So, well, I mean, people dress up at Fest every year. But I never do, because I think that's really embarrassing.
Oh, I went to a Dawn of the Dead screening, the original one in Dundrum.
Yeah, you did.
And there were some people, it was run by a Big Bang comic shop, and they had a thing where if people came dressed up, they could be in with a chance to win some prizes from HMV.
That's cool.
So a few people were there. Like,
before
dressed
it closed.
No. It's back open again.
Okay.
Like, HMV's back open in Dundrum. And
Henry Street. Yeah, I think Henry Street. Not Grafton, anyway.
It's weird, because that was when I was talking with the flagship store.
So did I. Anyway.
But people were like dressed up as Rick from Walking Dead and all that, like with the blood covered and stuff. And I didn't see many zombies. I was walking in, like, I knew my crowd because I could see a whole lot of people, like, you know, gothy kind of people and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Unfortunately, horror people, we all kind of tend to fall into certain categories.
I know, like that time we went to see Lords of Salem and I was waiting for you guys while you ate and it was just like all weirdos. That reminded me of something. I went to Sweeney Todd and people were dressed up.
What?
Like, I've been to just regular screenings and people just dress up for them, which I think is really awesome.
Cool. I'd like just like a regular kind of, you know, oh, it's a Friday evening, let's go to a film.
Yeah, like Sweeney Todd was just like out. I've gone to see like Rocky Horror and stuff and we've always dressed up, but that's Rocky Horror. You can't not dress up for Rocky Horror. Which is another good Halloween movie. I love Rocky Horror. Mm-hmm. Awesome. You hate it even though you've never seen it.
I remember when we went to Ross's house and we were all going to watch horror movies that night.
And then someone suggested Rocky Horror.
And so I went, Rocky Horror, and I was like,
that's not a horror movie.
When I first saw it, I was so disappointed, but I really got into it as I got older. I used to do like a drama dance classy thing when I was a kid, and we did like the Time Warp dance.
That's
like,
so cool.
I always like that song.
I love it. Love it.
For me.
There's a punk version of that song.
Is there?
Yeah.
Punkers.
Any good? They do a really good version in the film, so I can't imagine being any better.
Like, it's Keppy Gooley, so it's pretty cool. But I mean, it's not like Pop Goes Punk, because I hate that. No, some of that's
punk
good.
Punk Goes Pop?
That's the one. Not the other way around.
Another strange tradition that I think we must have just borrowed it off the English.
Fucking Brits. Give us back our potatoes, you bastards.
Wow, okay.
Welcome to Racism Cast.
Wow.
I love you, Marcy. You can come back.
Marcy, go to hell.
Do you know Marcy was picked on for being a paddy? He was picked on in Manchester for being a paddy.
I thought he was picked on for being a pond.
That's what Irish Blood English Heart is about.
Okay.
Anyway, so what was taken from the Brits?
So, five...
enough of your Marzi.
Enough of this talk of Marzi, Jerry.
6 days after Halloween is Guy Fawkes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
V for Vendetta.
This as well, because I was in the UK 2 years in a row with this.
And? Was it weird?
They don't celebrate Halloween, really. If they celebrate Guy Fawkes is the 5th of November?
Remember.
And it's just so bizarre.
You forgot.
The Guy Fawkes bit in the London Dungeons is really funny.
Is it?
Until the torture.
That's just hilarious.
Until they tear him to pieces.
Yeah. It's funny though, because he's all like, oh, I can't do a British
accent. I hate the I do. What?
That's the good one.
I'm going to blow up Big Ben, oh, he is.
That is funny.
Oh, he's going to go up like a big explosion.
That is pretty much what it's like.
Oh.
Less Mitchell and Webb than that, though.
I'm gonna blow up your...
Oh my god, that's exactly like what they sound like in the London Dungeon. That's
like
amazing.
He sounds like a bruiser, an East End bruiser.
That's one of them, anyway.
Tell you what.
That's like the Sweeney Todd one. He's all like, here's a shave. Oh.
I
can't do it.
I ate like
sorry,
too much. I'm gonna blow that place up, boys. What?
Is Guy Fawkes Night weird, though? Because it seems weird to me.
It's very weird for me. It's quite uncomfortable being up on top of that bumper.
What, did they burn him alive?
Did they?
I don't know.
I think he was trialled and hanged, wasn't he?
He wasn't hanged, he was pulled to pieces.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was quite drawn and quartered.
Exactly, he was really badly tortured and he never gave up any info.
Ah. I ain't tell you nothing, mate. You ain't getting shit from me, you is.
See, the London Dungeons...
I'll die before I give up the ghost.
The London Dungeons is your calling, Bab. That's where you should be. You should be in the London Dungeons yelling at people.
I was interned in London Dungeons, wasn't I?
Then he just gets out of character and everyone's shocked.
I'm actually Irish. You bastards!
The Irish man tried to blow up Parliament!
Fucking Paddy!
Fuck's sake.
But yeah, I was over there.
Eels!
Jesus
it seems to be all about like just kind of boozing it up. Like, okay, I was in a college town. So
typical Brits. So boozing it up.
That's what it was like getting loads of alcohol, going down and going to like, there's loads of bonfires. It was all, Swansea is where it was. It's like a long stretch of beach.
Will
like,
Peter be building that bonfire? Was Peter involved in this bonfire?
I think I saw a few
people. Oh, look, implication in that.
You're going a bit Russell Brand now.
No, I done nothing like. What? Do something.
But it was so weird.
Do something!
Because it was on the coast, so everyone had their like bangers, and then they had the like.
Yo, bangers like Gok Wan says bangers. That was kind of oh.
No, like sausages.
That's the way the Brits work, you know. A bit of bangers and mash with the fireworks. but it was just all these people because fireworks are legal over there, obviously. So they just kind of.
Well, they're
them
illegal
off.
Here.
They're illegal here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're legal over.
Oh,
there.
They're legal there.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, in the north, fireworks are legal. Over in the UK, they're all legal. You go into any corner shop, you can get the fireworks.
That's nuts.
And Tesco, Tesco have like these massive discounts for a big bulk of, you know, if it was here, it'd be like, you know, put up your hands now, half price.
Oh, wow.
But I remember walking along and all these things, and you want to be careful, you really want to be paying attention because every now and again, yeah, pay attention, Joey. No.
Sorry.
Every now and again, like, someone will be shooting them off. And it wasn't like, you know, when you do them here, there's, like, a person who seems like they're a trained professional. Everyone keeps away. None of that. They're all kind of, like, it's massive groups of people kind of all crowding around each other. People trying to shoot them up in the air. And every now and again, you get someone who just does it wrong. So instead of going up, it just kind of goes straight out and almost hits people.
Jesus.
It's just like shooting a gun, except it's a firework.
Guys, I lived in Bray. I saw it all the time.
My dad used to smuggle fireworks. Me dad used to.
Oh, you want to... Is that something you want to go out there on the air?
I don't know.
I'm not
could the Gardaí listen to this podcast?
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a statute of limitation. As long as it wasn't like last Halloween.
I don't know, it was about 10 years ago, I'd say. But yeah, used to smuggle them now from the Belfast.
It's just getting worse and worse.
Used to smuggle them from Belfast.
So Joe hates your dad. I've been prison.
It's with his friend Mick the Shovel.
Mick the Shovel
is his friend who we always hear about. My dad's had quite a strange life. Someone died in the house he was living in of a drug overdose.
It's apparently quite easy to smuggle them across.
Yeah, so he said.
You just drive over, really?
He just put them up his jumper.
Up his jumper, really? He didn't put them in the boot or something?
No, I'm kidding. They were in the boot.
Okay.
But my dad would do that.
You know.
He would put them up his jumper.
They found a bunch of machine guns in his boot.
They found a bunch of machine guns in his house. Ah, you think you know someone? God, I love being a priest.
I'd say it's easier now that there's no army guys on the boat.
Can you still get condoms up there, do you think? Rich, what were you going to say, dear?
No, I was going to say, Peter, where were you going with that then? So that's my kind of perspective of being an
Irish
person in the UK during Guy Fawkes.
Well,
and did you come up against a bit of racism? Were they all like, get out of here, you fucking paddy?
Well, I was in Wales, yeah. They can't really say it there. Actually, no, I had one guy who kept calling me a paddy, and I was like, no, you can't say that, man. That's kind of racist.
That's racist.
I talked about the guy.
Oh, no, you can call me, what did he say, a toffee or something like that?
Toffee? That's a way better one. Jesus,
no,
I wouldn't mind
some,
being called a toffee.
What is it? There's some race, or it's the kind of racist way of calling Welsh someone something. Huh?
Oh, no, that's English.
Well, I told you about when I went to wrestling last year and got in a fight with a load of fucking stupid Americans because they were calling Shamo a Mick.
Yeah. Well, see, most of the time
listen here, you Yanks.
I was like, Yankee Doodle is over here.
Like, most of the time, I'm mistaken for American, so I'm kind of in, like, weird middle ground. So I was either, you know, damned if I
me
do,
me too.
If I do.
Remember the guys we met at Fright Fest who were like, so you guys are Canadian then? And we were like, what?
Eh?
They were like, no. And they're like, oh, sorry, American. We're like, no.
Arnold?
Who's Arnold? I don't think we sound weird.
No.
I think we sound Irish.
No, we're very, it's North Wicklow, South Dublin.
But,
from South Dublin. How dare you? I'm from West Dublin.
Fucking fancier.
West Dublin is like Finglas and no, it's not. That's North.
No.
West Dublin
no,
is like Tala.
West Dublin. No, that's. No. Westover is like Lucan and Lucan.
Okay, here, I work for a letting agent, for two letting agents, I'll have you know.
And you're lucky to have that job, apparently.
West Dublin is Tala and West Park, all the D24 and D12. Palmerstown, Clondalkin.
Blue and yellow, purple.
I bought that when I was a child, and then I was distressed to learn that it was actually Purple Pills.
Yeah, I've never heard the proper version of that.
Neither was that until, like, it was on the single. Ago. I didn't like it. I gave it back. I bought George Michael instead.
Which song? Was it Fast Love?
It was... No, the show that was out in the fucking early 90s. No, it was Freak.
Which was Freak?
Remember Freak, the one with all the E's? And then the video, he wore, like, latex. And he was supposed to be, like, a spaceman who fucked people. I remember... Don't know.
Was it Spank the Dog?
Shoot the Dog.
Shoot the Dog? Whoops. Yeah.
But that was the sentiment behind it. It wasn't quite as out there as Outside, which my mother thought was about coming out. Well, but it's actually about having sex on the table.
Mm.
Well, Outside was also there.
No, it wasn't. It's about him getting caught cottaging.
Didn't this come out when he got caught about in
him,
the toilet?
Yeah, about cottaging. Him coming out. He had to come out over that.
No, we came out before then.
Oh, yeah.
No, he didn't. That's, how, sure he, George that's how he was out.
No, he was out before then.
That he was out because he got arrested.
George Michael Blue. Sorry. I'm going to find this out. We have to find out. When the hell was George Michael Blue?
No, it's a really shitty way to get out.
Ah, bless him.
Poor guy.
Anyway, back to Halloween and less about
tournament. Yeah, so fireworks. Do you ever buy any?
Yes, my dad did. Oh, I smuggled them from Belfast.
So you got to play with some?
Yeah.
Do you ever blow your arms off? Answer the question.
No, be Guy Fawkes again.
Are you a virgin, Claire?
Did you ever fuck around with them all?
Did I fuck around with them? Not really. My dad was very strict.
I remember getting G.I. Joes. The smaller G.I. Joes. And
you'll
the
never get me, Joe!
Do you remember the corpse? That were like a cheap version of G.I. Joe? You get them for £1.
But I think that's pronounced core.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Like corporal?
But we call them the corpse.
Yeah, I think I did too when I was a child.
But as in C-O-R-P-S-E. Because they were so cheap that we just like tear their heads off and stuff. you go down yourself with your pocket money. It wasn't one of those things where your mom and dad would buy it for you and they'd be like, I bought you that toy. And yeah, we like strapped them to the black cats
mm-hmm.
and set them off and sawed their heads off and their arms off and stuff. And then sometimes
you
elastic.
Killed cats.
Black cats. Sorry, no, I should specify. Black cats are, you know, those, they're basically like firecrackers. They're the ones that look like little bit dynamite.
Jesus Christ,
I remember saying there's like, I have loads of black cats.
I was like, what? You
no,
kill cats.
We tie G.I. Joes to our core to black cats, the fireworks, and then just set them off and run.
Right.
And they'd like blow their heads off and stuff. But we never got like any proper screamers or anything.
Mm.
I know some people who would they like put them down on the ground and they'd spin it and light it. And they'd all stand in a circle around it.
That sounds a bit weird.
And try not to get hit by the firework as it shot down the street. They're nut jobs. Okay, did you nothing like that? No stories?
No, we did the old apple bobbing and the monkey nuts. My mother, I should say, hates Halloween. She's always hated it. She never understood our obsession with it. She's a very miserable woman.
The obsession is I'm a kid and Halloween is fucking awesome.
I know, right?
Do you remember what you guys dressed up as in your Halloween?
Hell yeah. Kids? I had a really good one. Me and my brother and my brother's best friend went as Batman, Robin, and Catwoman.
Who was Catwoman?
Me. But I had, my mum made me a tail out of socks in like a big long tight, if you know what I mean. Like
yeah,
she stretched
yeah,
it out
that.
And it was an awesome costume.
There's a picture.
Dude. Because I saw Tim Burton's Batman, that's why I wanted to go like that.
There's a picture of me on my second Halloween.
Okay. You're two?
I was two.
Okay.
When I was too young, because I was born September, so it's.
So what were you dressed as?
I was only a couple of months. My minders, that some girls in Walkinstown babysat me.
Yeah.
My mom let them take me out trick or treating.
Okay.
And they like covered my face in like crappy makeup and stuff. And I'm like, bleh.
Okay.
And a little baby just in the pram, like.
What were you supposed to be?
I don't know. But there's a picture somewhere of that.
My sister, I remember when she was baby. Had a really cute Winnie the Pooh costume. Mm. And my best friend at the time made her little ears. It was really cute.
My mom thinks that house that we lived in then is haunted. She was telling me.
Why does she think it's haunted?
There were cold spots and stuff.
Well, there's cold spots in our apartment.
And like weird feelings.
Yeah, but this one is haunted. Apartment 12. Dun, dun, dun.
It's 13.
No, yeah, but the one across that's empty, that supposedly there's no one in apartment 12.
Well, yeah, they've had the thing stuck in their door, so either they're not there or they just haven't opened their door in a week. Anyway, enough about our neighbours. Yeah, did you ever buy a farmer's?
Enough about our balls.
I mean, it's an illegal thing, we should mention. It's not legal here. It doesn't stop anyone.
I don't know if it's illegal to have them. Like, I just know it's illegal to buy them. Or maybe it's illegal to sell.
Oh, who cares?
Could be one of those catch 22 things.
I'm pretty sure they could seize them. They probably.
Well, no, never had anything like that. I mean, maybe sparklers, that was it. I'm like, not a very adventurous kid with these things.
Oh, I hate sparklers.
Like, again, like, you know, like I said, the place
where I
live.
Me too, they burned your hand.
Yeah, I was always like, I'm going to get a spark.
Never had my hand burnt by a sparkler.
I hated them.
In fact, the only way I've ever burnt my hand was either on an oven or else tea. I was a bad tendency to spill tea on my hands.
Okay, you big Egypt.
Yeah, that's why I was like really carefully moving the tea you gave me there across the table.
Why are you so stupid? No.
It's because I burnt my hands as a child.
So what was your costume, Richard?
I don't really remember any of them. I remember dressing up as, it was like a fox. My mom like did me up as a fox from Animals of Farthing Wood.
What?
Because we used to get the Animals of Farthing Wood magazine, and there was like, it showed you how to do face painting or whatever, so that's what my mom did. I think like, she just threw a green jumper on me or something like that. That's all I remember.
That's shit.
It really was. I know I went out with, I don't know, I must have been Batman 1 year, because I remember having like some sort of garbage bag cape or something like that. That was pretty impressive.
My cousin, if he's listening, he's 14 now, but he had the coolest costumes when he was a kid. He was Edward Scissorhands, he was Freddy Krueger, his mom made all of them, they were amazing. Really, really, really good.
Yeah,
homemade ones are the best.
We weren't a Halloween house at all. Homemade ones can be the best. I'm the exact opposite example of that, though.
Well, I mean, everyone...
Oh, my God, all mine were terrible.
Everyone was like a trash bag witch. I think everyone's done that a few times. But I think that's kind of charming. It's better than spending 50 quid on a costume, because costumes are so expensive. Like, when I had to get a costume for my birthday a couple of years ago, and I wanted to do Laurie from Halloween 2, from Rob Zombie's Halloween 2, that costume was like 50 quid, and the wig was like 10.
Jason, you could have just gone down, applied for a job, you know, fake the CV, got the maid's outfit, and then...
Exactly, and then run away with it. But it was so annoying. Her actual dress sold for something like really stupid on eBay, like 300 quid, like really cheap, her blood-covered real costume. Like, if only I'd known, I would have just bought that and kept it.
Oh, do you ever see that on eBay? Every now and again, there's just these awesome things like, oh, if I had loads of money, I'd love to go for that. Yeah. Every now and again, it keeps happening, is people selling gremlins, actual gremlins, normally from Gremlins 2. I was like, oh man, I wish I could
and
buy
how much do they go for? A lot?
$3,000? Which isn't that bad, considering.
I keep buying really cheap stuff from Hong Kong. I'm waiting on, like, a cheap headset at the moment, and a mic. It might be shit, it might be good.
Yeah,
well, it's, so you like, never know, it's one of those things where it's like, it only cost me 15 quid altogether, so I don't really care.
Yeah. Also, I know people who've been getting phones from there now, and apparently what's happened now is people have stopped people buying in phones from China that are apparently as good as kind of a lot of the smartphones you can buy, except that they can just make them cheaper. Instead, they're starting to sell them in shops over here to stop people importing them from China. They're kind of trying to cut out the middleman. So, there you go.
My new mouse, like, I got a gaming mouse very recently. That was €10.
Well.
I got a new pump for our turtles, and that was the tenner.
Cool.
And like,
you'd be able to get something like that.
Good.
Like,
holy
cheap.
Shit. No, I called up the guy, I was like, how much for this size of tank? He was like, €85.
Yeah, but no, I knew you'd be able to get online for cheap, though.
Yeah, but, like, so much
well, that's a, like, that's why shops are closing down, that's why Bray is a ghost town.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, apparently, it's theme not. Theme. Apparently, Bray is a ghost town because everyone went to Greystones.
That's kind of true. Yeah.
Yeah,
so what else is there? So we covered kind of the trick-or-treating-y thing. We covered... Oh, did you guys ever actually do... Was it always just kind of treat when you guys went, or did you ever have to do the trick?
Has anyone ever said trick?
Yeah.
To you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Had to sing a song. We got taught a song.
You had to sing a song?
We got taught... Me and my friends, in primary school, all the class were taught a song. And I don't know if the fucking principal called all the houses around so they'd know. But when we went, we all had to go in and actually sing a song. What was it? Trick or treat, give us something good. No, that's actually okay. No, it was fucking lamer than that. What was it?
Smell our feet.
No, because that's that. Yeah, that one there.
Smell
said,
our
that's
feet.
What was it? It's like, Fuck. Oh no, it involved like a lot of woo and shit like that. It was awful.
That sounds amazing.
It was the most amazing thing in the world. I'm gonna remember it at some point.
So you went to the door.
Yeah, it's, like, someone... it's a trick or treat. Trick. You fucker.
And did they give you sweets after?
Yeah, well, they fucking better out. They got a performance, bitch.
But I don't guess it was a performance a trick, Richard. Unless know. It was shit.
Well, what? He's like, trick or treats. Okay, I'm going to trick you by blowing up your car. I don't know. It's like, you shouldn't have said trick.
I knew kids who, like, TP'd houses and stuff. But I don't think they were ever given the option. Like, I don't think somebody said to them, trick, and then they came back and TP'd the house. I think they were just bastards. So the reason I associate bonfires with, like, the rough kids is because our estate had a lot of rough kids. Like, there was this one kid called Robbie, and he was really shorty. I kind of like short man syndrome. I've seen him recently.
Was he a kid?
I've seen him recently now, and he's, like, grown up, and he's still pretty shorty. Still kind of a dick. But he was way younger than me, like. But he used to come to the door and, like, demand wood and stuff. And my mother would be like, I'm really fucking wood. Like, what are you on? Yeah. Like, what is wood hanger in? But he would retaliate. Like, once we caught him climbing over the gate and stuff into the back garden. Because he wouldn't believe that we didn't have any wood.
Why didn't you call the guards?
I don't know. I think she went to his mom and was like, yo, control your stupid kid.
No, but, you don't tell me how to rain.
But, like, I mean, the whole bonfire element. Like, actually going to the bonfire was great fun. But the building of the bonfire, I think my mother kind of instilled in us that that was bad and that that was only for bold kids and that you couldn't do that now. And then, you know, we can go and look at it, but you can't join in, which was odd looking back.
It was so much fun.
It's a real car crash mentality.
It was great. It was like kids like who I hated and kids who really didn't like me, and we'd all just put it aside for a day.
Until it wasn't put aside and someone got thrown in the fire. And then they died and came back in revenge in people's dreams.
Oh, okay.
No?
That took a very dark turn, Richard. Very dark turn.
What's the name of your state again?
Fairy Hill.
A nightmare on Fairy Hill.
To Fairy Hill. You know, it's funny. We got close at a Halloween party, and now our anniversary is on Halloween.
Yes.
So Halloween is very special for us. We share it with Cherie and Rob Zombie. So... shout out to those two.
I know someone who got married on Halloween, had a Halloween themed wedding.
Who?
Somebody I used to work with.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it sounded horrible. It was, if you knew these people, it was one of those things that was kind of
cringy. Like a Batman cake?
And I got married.
No, it was, they just had a Halloween themed wedding. And I don't know, I couldn't imagine it being interesting or good. You know those things, they always sound like they're really awesome and really cool, but then in theory, it's kind of a bit lamer. Than
you mean
expect.
In practice?
Yeah.
In theory, it's fine, but in practice, it's
okay. Yeah, pardon me, yeah.
Getting married in court.
Then
I got married to my wife, Cherie.
That was good.
I knew it would get...
I like the story of their wedding, though, because they were planning it for months. Like, he didn't propose for 12 years, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, that's a bit, yeah.
I think that's amazing.
But, I mean, his name's Zombie, so, I mean, it's a little bit more in keeping with him.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't care. But he didn't propose for 12 years, and they planned it for months. And then one day they were just like, fuck this shit. Let's just elope on Halloween. Halloween means the most to us. We'll just have our closest friends and family there. I think that's so amazing. And so cool.
That's so cool.
You're getting
all
kind of soft and mushy on us right now, aren't you?
Just because of them. I just really like them because I feel like they're kindred spirits. And then Aaron Alexovich got married to Amy on Halloween as well, didn't he?
Yeah, and so did Ricky and Tavisha. They're two comic book artists. It was a double wedding.
Oh, okay.
The two of your friends.
Richard, we should have a double wedding.
A double wedding.
Okay, it can be half spooky.
We haven't even had a double date.
And half...
That is possibly true.
I tell you about all the times I've been in London and it felt like I was on a double date against my will. And nothing was being paid for.
Okay,
so... I was like,
wait, double date, like when I was there or when...
No, we weren't on a double date.
Yeah, well, those were the things I fucking didn't put out, did you?
Is that because you love Sarah?
I mean, no,
that's because you love Sarah so much, and you're like, we can double date with Sarah and Jamie. Pretend to be my girlfriend.
Oh, I so found, I found a person with a fringe, and I so was right, eventually.
That's true.
You make fun of me, but I got there, eventually. It only took about 100 wrong guesses.
Is that her, Joey? Is that her? No.
I saw a picture today of... Princess, it was some fan art of Princess Bubblegum from Adventure Time, but with tattoos. She's on a motorbike. She looked just like Sarah. Right before she changed her hair, the other day. It's all brown. What are you doing, Sarah? Your hair used to be cool, and now it's all brown. Joey hates brown.
Did Do you both fancy Sarah? That's really cringy. I'm sorry, Sarah.
Is this our bit that we're putting for Gorepress now?
We both fancy you. Happy Halloween!
We can't find out what we have to say. We'll just profess our dying, undying love. Ooh, we're dying. I can come back to our fight.
Me and her are not similar. She is gorgeous.
You're about good looking tattoo.
She is so beautiful. She is like shockingly beautiful.
What's your crazy horror?
You should tell her that we've said this in the podcast, but not tell her which one or when.
And she says them all.
Yeah, one new view count. Swish.
With your crazy horror stuff.
No, she's way prettier than me.
I'm not talking about that.
She does awesome jewelry.
Because it's true.
I love her jewelry. I told her I'm just saving to. Well, I'm saving for Florida, and I'm trying to order something before I go, and I don't know if I'll get the chance, but I want to get the drippy horror writing. Cool. But, like, my name is so short that I feel like, will it be stupid to just get Joey? And then
you
I'm like...
your full name.
No!
Aww.
She was like, yeah, I noticed you created an account, and I was like, under my real name. And she was like, I won't tell anyone.
An account? What an account?
Sugar and Vice.
Oh, right.
Buy Sugar and Vice jewelry. It's awesome.
Yeah, I think Ali wants some of that as well.
Support our friend! Anyway, back to normal.
Back to not being weird.
Yeah, so you two fancier. That's good.
No,
no, I said not being weird.
Peter accused me earlier of flirting with my boys. I don't flirt with. Yeah. I don't flirt with no boys. Okay. Yeah,
Joey just thinks I was flirting with.
He was flirting with somebody on Twitter. Okay, I called him out on it, and he said I'm flirting with fucking everyone. Who am I flirting with?
Everyone.
Well, you keep playing footsie with me here. That's how I have the hole in my crotch. I got my legs spread, be careful.
That's how they all end up falling in love with you.
What?
Because you flirt.
It's all the footsie.
Oh my god, one comment said I was gorgeous and suddenly I'm like flirting with everyone. A comment I did not respond to, okay?
Playing hard to get, are we?
No, it's okay, he'd already told me in private.
I talked to one girl and you're like, you're flirting.
I don't flirt with anyone, I don't know how to flirt.
Well then how do you know if I'm flirting?
Because I know I can see that you're flirting. I can recognize when other people are doing it. It's just not me. I don't know how to do it. You said my version of flirting is to hit people.
That's one of the things you do. Yeah, you start kicking people.
But your version of friendship is all flirting. Whoa, look at your girl.
And then they're so like, we were in the same love with Joey. And you're like, la, 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 la.
Was that supposed to be a British accent?
No, it's, It wasn't an accent, it was just a voice of...
I thought you were going, oh, I love you, Joey.
No, that's not the British accent I do.
I know, I was thinking...
Oh, this... Joey, you! Come on, away, I'll give you a kiss, mate. Oh, no. Oh, that's actually quite nice, actually. Oh, after this, I can go for a drink, I'm parched.
I wish I knew Cockneys.
Cockneys.
That'd be hard to resist if there were Cockneys.
What?
Or Yorkshire people like Ollie Sykes. Yeah.
You are. I mean, you're an emo band, I are.
That's what he said. Like, what was that Michael McIntyre bit where it's like, what's it like? It's like, all right. Hello.
McIntyre, hello. Oh. That's what he does. Ew. Hello. Anyway.
Oh, that was going well, mate.
Difficult to resist.
Oh.
I have no clue how this turns back to horror.
This is difficult to resist. It's horrifying that people come on to me this way. I don't know.
Yeah, love gives go your tits.
Not something that has been said to me.
I'll go give you a kiss on the lips. Wrong lips.
Oh, Peter!
What?
I don't be flirting with no one, okay? I'm not flirting with anyone. I don't know how to flirt.
I don't flirt. Oh, I feel the deal.
Ooh!
Hey there,
I've seen you. I love you so much.
I'm going to show you my John Thomas, I am. My meat two veg, mate.
Remember the story about my sister on the train? Have you heard this story?
I don't think so.
Okay, basically, me and my sister, we were on one of our massive gig adventures. We were on a train to London. And we were, yes, and he's going to do running commentary, I'm sure. And we were sitting opposite these two lads, young lads, you know, trendy tots. And she had like a girly womany magazine and I had Kerrang and we were swapping. And we
a
were
girly magazine is not what you think it is.
Anyway, whatever, a woman thing. And we were swapping, right? And she was bored. She was doing a crossword, right? And she turns to me and she goes, oh, what's this one? Meat and two. Okay. And I went, as quietly as I could, veg. And she goes, what? And I went, veg. And she was like, veg, great. And she fills it in. And she goes, what does that mean then? And these two lads across from us have obviously cottoned on to what's going on. And they're just in stitches. And I was like, the dick and balls, Hazel. And she was like, oh, right. Granso. And these two were like, it was so fucking funny. It was the fact that I tried to say it really quietly. And she went, what?
I'll still remember the girl wearing
baby bollocks, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's going to her pre-debs now. She's dressed up.
Oh, Jesus. Tiara.
Not this year. Pre-debs.
I didn't go. I think I did go to.
I didn't have them.
I went to my pre-debs and I wore a corset because I was really goth back then. I was really goth.
Still have to see these pictures of you being all goth.
Oh, there's one right over there.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
Remember to look it after. Oh, you're going to get it now. Mm-hmm. All right, let's fill the space with a bit of elevator music.
Bit of banter.
So.
Halloween is a goth holiday. We can relate to it that way.
You have an umbrella, I remember you saying.
I was friends with a hippie.
Jeez, suits you enough. You look like the girl I had under the dome.
Thank you. Actually, I was served by a very unfriendly...
You got served
by a really unfriendly goth girl in the pet shop earlier, and I tried to make conversation and she wouldn't talk to me. I was like,
Hey, I was so totally goth once.
What? One of them fancies you?
I'm going to leave that right there.
How can you tell? I thought you were going to take a picture of it.
Look, she's
I was trying to see my phone.
She's so obvious that even I can kind of tell.
Oh, what's it like? Do tell us. She's like, she's got black hair.
Yeah,
her name's Ashley.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
I just know her name tag.
Sorry, got girl.
She hitting on you.
What?
She hitting on you. She hitting on you when you're trying to buy your turtle food. I'm going to tell her. Those are our turtles. Okay, the two of us together, bitch.
Can I say that to the people who are hitting on you?
Speedy, I know what you say to the people who are hitting on me. You scream, fucking cunts.
What?
So loudly that it interrupts me watching Geordie Shore. Or whatever crap I was watching at the time. That's what you do. That's your response, is fucking cunts.
Am I allowed to say to them, back off?
Of course you can if you want to.
In that kind of dramatic way, back off.
I told you before how I imagined the two of you having a nerd fight where you poke each other.
You haven't seen me yet.
Fucking, they're both skinny fat. So you poke each other in the tummy.
I'm not skinny fat. Have you? You've never seen me get into a proper fight, though.
Can you throw a punch?
I prefer to kick, but sure.
I think that'd be really funny.
I'm a kicker.
Although I worry.
Do you remember? I was gonna say, do you remember the first time? Or I don't know if you guys have. Been, the first time you got punched in the face. Anyone?
I do. I used to actually get in a lot of fights. I used to get in a lot of fights because I can't shut up. And that's how I had to learn how to fight really, really early on, actually. The first time, it was about drugs.
And that's very early on.
And I was...
You're 7 years
15?
Old.
Don't do drugs!
That's not early
that's
on.
That's really not early at all.
Really? I was a girl.
I got punched in the face when I was like 10 or 11.
Wait, who?
You know the way in like The Simpsons, Maggie and the kid with one eyebrow are like always at odds with each other, but there's no reason why.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a kid like that.
Hated you.
Yeah, we just seemed to hate each other, and then at like some school disco, we got in a fight, and he punched me in the face. Like, you can't do that.
Wait, it was because you were gay. Yeah. Did you ever fight with Scott?
What?
Scott said he fought you, and he said he kicked your ass. I'm just kidding.
I can kick Scott's ass.
I'm kidding. You didn't say that. Yeah. Pull out his earring if you do.
Yeah.
What about you, Peter?
I don't want to talk about it.
Alright.
Little Bob.
Stop it.
Those kisses are getting very sexy sounding.
I just... they were very wet sounding kisses. What else do you want to talk about Halloween?
Well, is there any more Halloween-related things in terms of the actual Halloween itself?
Well, I've been getting ready for Halloween.
So what have you been doing to get ready for Halloween, Peter?
I said on the last podcast I was going to pick up a shit ton of stuff at the 2 year shop.
Look, Fest is monster themed this year.
Oh my god, shut off.
Isn't that so cool because it's Halloween?
I'm trying to talk.
What?
Did
you see?
We're recording this. Stop it.
Joe, you can show me after.
She got a new phone.
Look at him.
Joey.
Okay, Joey. So keep going.
Yes. Sorry.
Close down. You yelled at me.
Okay.
Earlier.
I have to edit this out now. Thanks. You just give me like an hour more work.
What are you doing? Like, if we do till 7, it's half. It's 25 to 7 now. If we do till 7, that'll be a good just
we
over 2 hours.
We don't need to talk about this on the podcast.
We'll fucking cut this out then. Also, you have a more sexy butt.
You're gonna cut that out, are you? Are you?
Cut all of you out. It'll just be me talking.
Welcome to the schizophrenic podcast.
It's like welcome to the Peter cast.
Peter cast.
That wasn't funny, you sap.
So we get
stop
right
treating him like Sarah. I just asked you where the loot was.
What is this thing you have? Yeah. Are you jealous of this girl?
Not at all.
Are you jealous of Sarah? Oh.
No, she's a
is
sweetheart.
Is it because she's like British Joey? Or Sarah? Are you Irish Sarah?
She's not British Joey. How dare
some
you?
Some sort of catty thing going on.
She's too quiet to be... Oh.
It's catty.
What were you talking about, darling?
The decorations I got.
Yeah, we got some awesome decorations, man. For free.
Over there, I have... No, I bought some too. My polystyrene tombstone.
I was so close to
it's
buying...
It's a big black oblong.
Oh, behind it, nowhere.
Tesco have the most amazing spiderweb tablecloth, right? And I was going to get it and use it all year round. And then I was thinking, it's fucking £6. Like, that's a bit much for fucking spiderweb tablecloth.
Well, if you're going to use it all year round, though.
What do you think, Peter? Do you want the spiderweb tablecloth?
Yeah, get it if you want it.
Like if
I am an adult.
You can do what you want. I do what I want.
Here at the presses, we have the hanging skeletons.
Yeah, I'm loving these.
They're on
they're awesome, aren't they?
Jeez,
I was so fucked, wasn't
there's the knife in the skull over there. That was supposed to come with like
it didn't have a knife in it initially.
No, it was supposed to have a big like plastic cleaver in it, but the shop was like taking them off and selling them without it.
Ah. Still a really cool. That's a really, really cool skull.
Somewhere I've drawn else, on eyebrows.
Somewhere else I have
oh my God.
Joey.
Yes.
Stop it.
You stop it.
Joey's embarrassed by past Joey. Oh, right, go on, Peter.
They had like skulls that you mount on the wall.
Mount. That,
okay. I got a shit ton of stickers, like glow in the dark stickers. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could sticker.
They'll go with my glow in the dark Black Veil Brides bracelets. My sister said she doesn't want one.
Those are,
fucking bitch.
Those are really lame.
Yeah, they are.
But yeah, I showed up to the shop with all of these to where I work, and my boss is like, oh yeah, I have all these decorations, and I'm just can be arsed putting them up and taking them down again. Do you want them? I went, do I fucking want them? Mm. So we got this plastic cardboard skeleton here you're supposed to put in the window. We got another one over there that I'll probably put in the window. We got those plasticky rubber things that you wet and stick in the window.
One of them isn't staying on there quite well.
Are you supposed to wet them?
Yeah.
How do they just stick on static electricity, don't they?
No, you wet them first. And then
Richard's stupid.
We got this stuff. It's like netting that makes everything look spooky.
That's cool. You could go up to Avoca and sell that for 80 quid.
Oh, it's Richard.
It looks really like a normal shop.
I think we have like things you put across the mantelpiece.
Do we?
Yeah.
Put that up!
I think we have things you're supposed to hang from the ceiling, but we won't be able to. What
the fuck is that?
You know those little, like, Christmas mobiles?
Oh, yeah.
But this is a Halloween version of it. Authenticity. fuck, what else we got? A shit ton of cotton wool that I'm probably going to try out. See these?
Whoa!
Look
at those! What do you do with them?
You put them across your mantle or as borders to the room. And it's just...
Those are deadly.
Skull heads. We got rubber spiders. There's a big skull they put up.
That's cool.
I think we... Is there some tinsel? Yeah, we got like tinsel and Halloween tinsel, which is nuts.
Halloween tinsel?
Yeah. Oh, there's quite a bit of that, actually. Oh, there's another little skeleton.
Yep.
And they glow in the dark. Yeah, they're awesome.
The skeleton for me.
Yeah, it's also we're really kind of getting into this. We're never taking any of this down.
So it's not getting into the spirit as much as just like, you know, readjusting your life.
Yeah, just more decorations for the apartment because we just have tons of shit in here.
That reminds me of one of the skeletons from Army of Darkness.
Welcome to the land of the living, mate. Do you remember them?
Yeah, there is actually one who says that, isn't there? With a talking accent. It's all come full circle. Speaking of Army of Darkness,
I need a drink.
Can we talk about...
It's part of our Horathon.
Yeah, actually, are we going to be... When this second half goes out, it'll be too late to mention Horathon.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, Army of Darkness is or did play at Horathon.
Horathon is so shit this year.
Yeah, there's nothing really jump out, but like, there's no big horror films that are jumping out this year, as we keep saying.
Hatchet.
Well, that's, we've seen that, though. That's gone. And I wasn't anticipating or looking forward to it. It just happened to end up being good. Which is great.
You're stupid.
Shh, screw you. Why don't you go marry Adam Green?
It's not our
place. I'm Joey, I love Adam Green.
Richard loves him more than I do. Richard fucking sucks dick.
Adam Green can put it in my Adam Pink.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
This
we don't need to put up decorations or a lot of hands. Oh, fuck's sake.
So, Peter, what are you anticipating you're going to do on Halloween? Are you going to like make a lineup of films to watch, or are you going to try and get together with a few people and do things like that? Or, I don't know what people do on Halloween.
I'm probably going to spend it alone again.
Like last year, I worked through
just
Halloween.
Like last year. I have it off. I'm in work the next day. Hmm. Looking at the calendar there, it's a Thursday this year.
Oh, it is.
Oh, so yeah,
I could actually be working Halloween. Ugh.
Working Halloween kind of sucks, but I mean,
I had to work late last year. I had to work till like midnight.
That looks deadly. Look at that.
I have other stuff that I've been doing lately.
No anyway. Reaction, you bastards.
We did. It was a facial reaction.
I got to.
I'm in the dark here.
In GTA.
Oh, turn that on then.
No, it's nice. It's dark. We're getting atmosphere. It's getting romantic.
In GTA, I joined the official pizza club.
Ah, pizza.
Which is... you know Eric Bedour?
Yes.
From Mega
Eric
64.
Eric Bedouche, am I right?
Oh, he has a crew in GTA Online.
Called Pizza Crew?
Called Official Pizza Club. And their emblem
official,
is,
yo.
Is a pizza. Which is great. And I made another emblem, and I think because I made that, he made me a lieutenant in it. So
that's
yeah,
cool.
I was like, what? This person, semi-famous, I don't know, maybe he recognizes me from, like, sending him shit on Twitter. You never know. I'm really weird when it comes to Twitter. I just, like, say whatever to anyone. I know some people kind of get shy, and I'm like, it's Twitter. Who fucking cares? You just say it.
Oh, my God. I tweeted about The American Scream because we watched that again last night.
We should talk about it.
And wonderful, wonderful film. I'm in the middle of reviewing it for GorePress, but I tweeted the director to be like, oh, you know, good job. I really loved it. It was really inspiring. And he replied to be like, thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Did you mention how you cried?
Oh, I cried my eyes out again. It's just so wonderful.
She's so crying.
I have to see that. Did I mention to you that...
yeah, it's on Netflix.
That I sent a message to the producer and director of... What's the one we like? Missionary. To let them know that the interview was up on Zombie Hamster.
And?
And which one got... the director, the producer got back to me saying thanks a lot. Cause
well, I added...
Yeah, you added the director, I noticed, yeah.
Yeah.
They're both, it's really cool. I like how they both interact with each other on Facebook and like each other's pictures and stuff. They're real people. They're real people, man.
He was a lovely guy, though. Very, very intelligent. Oh, that's cool, too. Happy battle.
That reminds me, I still have a few Fright Fest videos I have to finish up with. And now that I'm not manic busy with stuff... Actually, when Sodium Party's done... I can actually finish them off. I can put together the like your pieces to camera and stuff like that.
Thank you. Those are going to be embarrassing.
I'm still have to chase with that fucking Chucky video, which I don't think is going to happen.
Neither do I, actually.
And then I have just In Fear. Was that another group of interviews we did?
Fear was the one that we avoided about the people in the car, but I think we did interview them.
Yeah, so I'll have to get that as well. But I think that's kind of it then.
Aww. So, I have 14 more reviews to do.
I haven't done any written reviews apart from Paralisa, which I hated.
I read that. That was good. That was Blood Guts, wasn't it?
Yeah.
See, he wanted like...
I love the film. The first 20 minutes or half an hour of the film are so good, and then the rest is just so shit.
See, he only wanted opening and closing films from me, so I'm just giving him Wither and Sadiq 2, because...
Because we didn't see the opening or closing.
No, on the days, as in he wanted the first film of the day and the last film of the day, so I just gave him two of the last films, because I can't, like... I have to give the big films to Zombie Hamster.
Yeah. Like, do you see that I've been replacing Zombie Hamster as camera guy? Do you see that?
By Jamie Carruthers, yeah.
Fucking Jamie. No, no.
Good for them.
I watched they have like a 20-minute interview with someone.
Oh, I finally got my copy of Shock Horror Magazine.
Oh, wow.
Finally.
How
the
long?
First one.
How long? How
months.
Long?
Months.
Months.
I subscribed in about April.
A year, yeah.
Wow. I'm glad I didn't subscribe when you said it then, because I was like, oh, maybe I should do it as well. That sounds really cool.
I haven't read it yet, so I'll let you know how it is.
Oh, you know what I did? Actually, I subscribed to Fangoria, and to which is weird, because I'm not a big fan of it. This is what happens when you get some money.
Why did you subscribe to it then?
I don't know, because I was interested, but I was more interested in they have another one called Gorezone.
Yeah, Gorezone's good.
Like, it has been gone for years or something, and it's coming back. And the front, the picture of this one is like the, whatever, the girl from Zombie Flesh Eaters with the big thing in her eye.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, oh my god, I have to read that. You know, I like horror. I want to see these. I think it was in the vacuum of Fright Fest. That's what it was. I was like, I need to get my horror fix going.
I know.
Well, Halloween will hopefully help with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's nothing, I don't know. I'd have to try and find some films to kind of dig up or try and watch. I mean, maybe Insidious 2 will be out there somehow.
American Scream!
I know, but that's not going to be scary.
But it's awesome.
I don't know, is there... So what do you guys recommend if people were to watch films this Halloween?
I would say go for the classics. Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, Scream. If it's a group kind of thing, I love slashers for group things because it's funny when people jump and stuff.
Mm. Oh, for groups, I always find Braindead works really
well.
Yeah, that's a good one. Have you ever watched that?
No.
I watch it with a different group of people. I had a drinking game, actually, where if something gross happened, you drink.
Oh, right.
Which, if you think about the course of that movie...
Yeah,
like,
you're just drinking all the way through, yeah.
That is
a great film, but that film works on so many levels.
I kick ass for the law.
Yeah. One of my so-called friends has a drinking game for
my so-called friends. One of my so-called life.
No, you'll see.
This is so-called Joey.
You'll see why I'm saying that. One of my so-called friends has a drinking game for my reviews.
Okay.
If there's certain things I mention all the time, like torture porn or bad CGI, or I can't remember what the rest of them are, but there's loads, and I'm like, shit.
You know what that friend should do?
What?
I have a drinking game where every time they're a twat, they just take a drink and then drink themselves to death.
I think they're already
fuck!
In the process of doing that anyway, but yeah. I think the process has already begun. I think that's pretty funny though. I thought that was funny.
Oh, Lord.
Well, it's like you can't write, so I think it's funny. I mean, you as in the person,
yeah,
not
no,
you,
I
Richard.
You're talking to me. No, I got that.
You can't write. I thought I'd say it on the podcast.
Not them, Joey. You're freaking behind.
WordPress think you're special.
I am very special.
We give him a uniform, he's happy.
I've been wearing this. I've been wearing this in TV3. fuck you.
How is TV3?
Oh, it's grand. Busy, as it should be.
What's that?
What is that?
Oh.
It's a spider.
Terrifying. Oh. We have big plastic spiders on the couch, and he keeps getting me with them.
I don't know why you find them so scary.
Did you see in the UK?
I'm the one afraid of spiders.
In the UK now, they've got this big spider that's called like a false black widow or something.
Oh, yeah.
And it bit some lad and they had to amputate his leg. It was gross.
Amputation is a weird idea.
Fuck you guys, Britain. That's what happens when you oppress us for 800 years.
Mm.
That's what happens. Spiders.
We're back to this whole Britain.
Spiders coming to get you.
Spiders are not happy with the oppression.
Spiders coming to get you.
All right, Peter, do you have any recommendations for
films? Okay,
sorry,
Pierce.
Oh, actually, Peter, there was a game.
Countess Mark of Eds.
He's trying to say something, Peter.
Yeah, game.
Drive the car.
There was a game I saw, Bloody Disgusting. It's a free game. I think it's like a sequel. I can't remember what it's called, though. But it's like a horror thing where you click and point, is that they're called?
Point and click. Point and click adventures, yes.
So like you go around this house or whatever. It's supposed to be a horror game. I don't...
You have the old person ringtone.
You haven't heard anything about that game or anything, have you?
I've heard one about it. It's called, like, Gone Home.
That could be it.
It's set in the 90s, and you're someone who has gone home and found the house empty, and you just read all the notes.
Mm.
And it's, like, a normal house. Apparently, it's quite short. There's a lot of people giving out about how much it costs compared to... The price might have changed since it came out, but I think Fiona was very interested in it. But I was kind of, I don't know, right now I need action, you know, that kind of way. I need like either action or I need like a good RPG. I just can't kind of get lost. And I can't play Myst again, basically.
Hmm.
If any of you fucking remember Myst. Jesus Christ. That might be a bit, that might go over some people's heads.
Mm.
I am only 26. It's not that old, but. It was an old person game when I got it. Okay. That might be a good choice for some people. Get a horror game.
Yeah, I mean this one. I think it's a free game as well.
Oh, not gonna.
No. But the one I was looking at, but they can't remember the name of it. It'll take me ages to find it if I go looking there. But yeah, I mean
there's a lot of like really cheap, in many ways, horror stuff out right now. That's it's kind of exploded with people making like that Slender game and stuff. People are just like making games that just, they're less games and more just like little haunted houses that mm-hmm. you kind of go through, and then something screams at you at the end. You go, oh god. And then you make an LP of it on YouTube and have your face, your big ugly fucking face on it. You scream a bunch.
That sounds amazing.
More viewers than anyone else on YouTube.
So there was the, I think I've said this before on about games, like I always find them more terrifying than actually like watching a movie or whatever.
A lot of
because it feels more real.
Yeah, it's real, it's because you're in control of what's happening.
Yeah, you have more agency.
I find that really terrifying, that like, you know, that's why I find Luigi's Mansion scary.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So my horror recommendation.
I was always thinking of getting Luigi's Mansion 2, and I never bothered.
There's a second one?
It came out on 3DS this year.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know why it didn't come out like now. It seemed like the perfect time to come out would be like right before Halloween.
Yeah, apparently there's a whole lot of Christmas stuff already out. It's barely Halloween yet.
Christmas
bollocks.
Oh yeah, yeah, and Tesco had like Christmas chocolate and stuff up since September.
Yeah, yeah. They really do. But they have the Christmas jelly beans, which are awesome.
Yeah, there's, I can't really think of any games off the top of my head that are scary.
Is that people outside or is something on your headphones?
Oh my god, what the hell is that? It's creepy.
What the fuck was that?
I think it's people outside.
Terrifying.
That was very scary. That sounded like a dead person.
It was quite creepy.
We probably didn't pick that up.
Yeah, so everyone's going to think it's crazy. We just weren't going to talk about it.
Scary stuff for Halloween. I mean, if you're with a group of people, yeah, something like Brain Dead would be good. Maybe Return of the Living Dead. Army of Darkness, maybe.
Mm. Yeah, any Evil Dead stuff.
You don't have to go really scary or really fun. Because, The Exorcist and The Shining are great films, but they're not exactly ones you'd watch on Halloween.
Yeah, you don't want to watch something that's, like, really heavy or something that's going to make you feel bad. You want something that's either going to scare you, and then you go, oh, that was scary, or something where you're like, man, this movie's crazy.
I mean, I think Halloween is always a good time for films that are kind of, like, 80s films or films from the late 70s that are kind of a slightly throwbacky kind of thing.
But especially with TV, just like sometimes you just find a gem on at like 4 in the morning.
Mm. So true.
I always remember like the Horror Channel. Actually, I wonder what they're going to have for Halloween. So the Horror Channel.
Luckily, it sucks.
Well, it's not great, but I think they're not free to air, but I think you're shooting them in or something. They're not on a special package as far as I know. But anyway,
they don't have an aerial.
Alright. Well, fair enough. They are, I remember seeing, like, I just kind of flicking through them and coming across things like Waxwork, which I've never seen before. Oh, have you any of you guys ever seen the Witchcraft films?
Like The Craft?
No, it's called Witchcraft. I think it's called Witchcraft, not Witch Ward.
Is it one of those ones that are just, they were dodgy at the start and they just get worse?
Possibly.
Like, I always thought of Wishmasters being a series like
that. That really doesn't hold up.
No.
And, like, I never saw a Wishmaster film, but when we had video rental places here, they all fucking closed. I'd always go by them, and they'd be like, what, they're on Wishmaster 16 now? What?
Mm. Well, that's it. Like, all these things... Which blade? Sorry, all these things that kind of, they kind of jumped a gun or whatever with things, or just had so many... Yeah. Like Hellraiser, I always thought there was only three of them until, like, then I got the box set and there's like, no, where do I remember? Seven? Oh, just ten.
There's ten.
Halloween, like, you know, there's, like, there must be, including remakes, probably somewhere near 10. Nightmare on Elm Street, there's loads. Halloween, there's loads. Yeah, sorry, Friday the 13th, there's loads. But then shit like Return of the Living Dead has the two ones as well that no one knows about. Everyone knows about one, two, and three. No one knows about 4 and 5 because they're shit.
Because they're terrible, yeah.
And, like, Richard knows.
I know. Of course I've seen them, sure.
Well, most people don't know about the Lake Placid sequels.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. There are four.
Or the Crow sequels. Well, people know about the first
Crow sequels. Wait, there are three Crow sequels.
Yeah, I was just talking about the last two. Because everyone knows about City of Angels, right? That was a big deal when it was coming out.
Was it?
Why?
Yeah.
I never would. I mean, I knew there was more Crow films, but like...
There was a TV show.
Yeah, can I watch
and anything? You guys should watch that next. Oh, just watch the whole TV show.
No more challenges. No more challenges.
I think
Italian horror as well would probably be cool. Like I always say about this film, The Church,
because
I always remember seeing like the video or the box for it up in Tesco when I was a kid, and when I watched it, like it doesn't make a lick of sense because like a teacher gets killed, they get locked into a church, a teacher gets killed, and everyone at the home is, everyone when it happens, like, oh no, and then literally cut to the next shot and no one gives a shit anymore.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, you know, well, I wonder when we're going to get home. Yeah. But it's, it has that real weird, incomprehensible kind of thing going on where it's just, that's what I love about a lot of Italian films, is maybe something got lost in translation, or else just like general not caring. Like Demons as well, like Mario Bava's Demons. Lamberta.
Verdamic would be a good one to watch with a group of people. Maybe with the riff tracks.
It's a different kind of incomprehensible. Yeah.
The Jaws sequels.
Jaws.
Yeah. Ooh, like all the sci-fi movies, like Ghost Shark, which I really love.
I wonder what sci-fi is doing for Halloween. We should look that up, shit. Because they're probably going to show absolute schlock.
Yeah.
Drag Me to Hell, I always like. I find that
love Drag Me to Hell.
And that's quite fun as well, if you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get to watch a lot of horror with like a room full of
really. I used to watch horror by myself.
Aww.
Yeah, I was a loser.
Yeah, that way. I think the first big group thing I did with horror was probably when we watched all the zombie movies, which you were there for, Peter.
Yep.
I'm sure you remember people's reaction to Ben hitting the white woman.
Yeah, we all cheered.
That's Night of Living Dead, yeah.
And we watched Night of Living Brad as well.
Yeah. So yeah.
What's the chicken one?
The chicken.
Poultrygeist, is it?
Yeah.
The trauma film.
Just because every time I'm over...
Oh, trauma films.
Every time I'm over in London, yeah. I always see it and wonder what the fuck is.
So where do you see that?
They have it on DVD.
Ah. It's, yeah, that's... like, it's if it's the film I think you're talking about, it's like a trauma film. It's a low-budget thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a satire of fast food industry and all that kind of thing where this guy, like, what is it? He breaks up with his girlfriend or something like that, and then he has to start... He starts working in this fast food restaurant. I think he's trying to earn money for college or whatever, but it's all, everything's over the top. Like, there's the person in the, what do you call it, is it burqa, the kind of thing here? And there's, like, jokes about, you know, terrorists and stuff like that. But then something happens to the meat, so everyone who eats the meat starts becoming kind of zombies. Like, but they become giant chicken zombies.
Okay.
It's weird. It's bizarre, and it also has a bit of musical in it.
That sounds pretty funny.
Trauma. It's pretty much typical trauma. It's one of the better ones. It's fun. Stupid.
I really should watch Toxic Avenger someday, because I grew up with that cartoon.
Yeah.
And knowing that there's like these really fucking weird movies out there that this was based on, and is like completely in the opposite direction. Like Toxic Avenger, the cartoon was about a guy trying to stop pollution.
Yeah,
because he was mutated by it, and that's so weird to me.
Did you ever see Class of Nukem High?
No, I've always seen the trailers though, because people just like sharing that.
It's one of those ones. It has a lot of badness and stuff that, and like cheesiness and repeated shots and stuff to it, like a lot of creams. But it's also, again, typical trauma is just fun, and trauma.
There's a new one coming out.
Yeah, the volume one, which I think is being shown at Horrorthon in Dublin.
Ooh.
I might, if I can go to that, I will, because that'd be fun to see.
Is it the third Class of Nukem High movie?
No, I think it's the fourth.
Or
fifth, possibly. There's like two of them that people don't really think about much. But yeah. Yeah! Halloween.
I can't even remember the plot of Nukem High. Is it like...
It's just a high school that's beside a nuclear plant place, and some of the kids get kind of radiation-y.
What's
Jesus,
wrong?
You're like the girl in The Conjuring. You're all beaten up.
Joey's starting to like just fall apart. Apparently. Or something.
Just this cut on my arm is sore.
The cut in your arm, the cut in your face, the cut in your bum or whatever.
Yeah, she has leprosy. Do your extremities feel them?
Leprosy, the kissing disease.
No.
Alright, okay.
Leprosy is not the kissing disease, you freak.
No, because your lips fall.
Should we wrap this up, guys? Because it's been over 2 hours.
Well, okay, so what's coming up for Joey?
I'm writing all this stuff for Fright Fest. I'm writing the piece for UK Horror Scene for Halloween. I'm writing a piece on Sodium Party, which is Richard's film, for Zombie Hamster. And then I'm off to Florida to ride roller coasters. But not punks. But roller coasters.
I hope not.
No, I'm not riding punks. I'm going to Hell in a Cell, which would be awesome. Then I'm going to a punk festival called Fest that I go to every year, even though I'm not a punk. And I have become the token metalhead, which people think is funny. And by people, I just mean me, because people really don't think it's funny. They actually take it quite seriously.
I'm going to stay at home. In my empty apartment.
That just turtles.
Probably just play video games online. That's really it. I'll just use...
Like Halloween, I'll be at Fest. This is the first year in a couple of years that's actually fallen on Halloween. So that'll be fun. I'll just be watching bands. But
you missed it 3 years in a row.
But the bands usually dress up, like Less Than Jake dressed up as nerds. That was awesome.
But no, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
But those were their normal clothes.
Ah, funny. And the Flatliners dressed up as the Canadian ones from Seven.
Terrence Phillip.
That's the one. They all had like Terrence and Phillip heads.
Right, that's just Canadians.
That was cool. Yes, whatever. I don't know.
But you watch South Park.
I barely knew who that band was.
Okay, and are they going to play any iCarly covers?
Well, Less Than Jake aren't playing this year, so no.
No, sad. No, Less Than Jake.
Mm. Less Than Jake are awesome. And they're not pop punk like you said this morning.
That's them. So what are you doing, Richard?
Yeah.
I am going, well, sure, we just saw, just before we started recording that, The O'Brien's is now available on video on demand.
No one wants it.
No one wants it. No. So that was news to me. That's going to be out on DVD, hopefully by the time this podcast is out, like in places like Tesco and Exhibition and stuff. So apparently the number to get us number one in Ireland isn't crazy high, so, you know, when it comes out, if everyone buys it, let's get us number one.
Woo!
Sodium Party's premiere will have been gone by the time this is heard, but I'm very excited about that, getting posters and all that made up and stuff and getting ready for pictures and all. So yeah, and then otherwise just general. I have a few reviews I have to write for Gore Press.
Mm-hmm.
Still waiting for Best for Film to give me some stuff to write.
He never got back to me.
Yeah, he's supposed to send me Walking Dead season 3. Never sent it to me. Supposed to put up something about Sodium Party as well. Still hasn't happened. Although by this point it should have. I think that's kind of it. I mean, I'm hopefully gonna, once Sodium Party premieres, I'm gonna try and ease down for a while and like I can not be mental, because I've been mental for like the last 2 or 3 months now. I could use a day.
It's great.
I need a vacation. Sorry, that's my Arnold Schwarzenegger from Terminator 10. You know what I'm saying.
I don't know why you cry.
What about you, Peter?
Yeah.
I'm going to go work.
Yay. Don't forget your arty work.
I'm going to do my job. Yeah, I have more skeletons to do. And maybe I'll put more stickers up to sell. I don't fucking know. No one bought any.
That's where it's really shitty selling stuff online because no one ever buys it.
No one ever buys it. Someone bought like one of my straight edge ones and I felt really bad for them because I've seen the quality of it. Of how they print it. But whatever.
Oh, my H2O shirt should come soon. Yeah.
Yeah, Joey's buying clothes.
You're back on that. You fell off the wagon.
I didn't fall off the wagon. I'm going to buy so much fucking merch in Florida. I have to donate a load of clothes, actually.
You have to get people presents.
Yeah, I know.
Someone's birthday is after Florida.
You and Ali, I have to get you both
Someone's
stuff.
Birthday was before Florida.
Yeah, I owe him presents for our anniversary. But they've got cool shit in the States, like the fucking huge Lego haunted house. If they have that,
I don't
I'm
think you're going to find the Lego haunted house.
If they do, though, I'll get it.
It's awesome, though. Anyone listening, should look that up. That
it is amazing.
Range of Lego is incredible.
It's amazing.
It's all just like, you know, vampires, werewolves.
It's so fucking cool.
Frankenstein's monster and stuff.
Cool.
Hey, will you play Anything Can Happen on Halloween at the end of this podcast?
Well, we don't have the rights to that.
Yeah, but we're not making any money off it, so sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I should mention that. We're nearly out of storage space, so we're probably going to have to start fronting cash for this shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's not just like some stupid, doofy little hobby anymore. It isn't modern.
This one, our podcast gets very short.
Me and Richard are busy.
So, yeah, we'll see about that. Anyway, if you would stop clicking things on your computer there for a second, Joey. And, if you want to get in touch with us, we're horrorlives at at horrorlives on Twitter.
Twitter.
Okay. We're horrorlives@gmail.com. We're facebook.com/horrorlives. And we are on Tumblr somewhere. I don't know. And if you want to get our individual Twitters, they're on that.
Yeah, we're funny.
They're on our Twitter thing. I don't want to fucking spell out my long username again. And
we're sexy too.
And if you missed any of that, it'll be in the description for this.
Woo!
Please fucking send us something.
Yo, send us more cookies because we ate them all and Peter didn't like them. So.
Like, seriously, just say hello.
Send just more hello. Paramedics.
Why are we doing this? No one listens to our podcast.
Huh?
What?
No one listens to our podcast.
We know at least two people who do.
Who?
Ollie.
Who's Ollie?
And Cal.
Who is Ollie?
Ollie, who writes for UK Horror Scene. I was on his podcast.
Ollie, what's wrong with you?
Oh, Lily's 9.
Who else listens to this?
Cal.
Your little cousin.
No, Lily's 14.
You shouldn't be listening to this. You were talking about wanking.
The guys will listen to it on the plane to Florida.
You were talking
they'll
about
they'll all get excited to be rushing to the toilets in the plane.
And boners.
Ladies can do stuff then.
No, okay. So.
Happy Halloween!
Mwahahaha.
Seriously, but anything can happen on Halloween.
Don't know. I hope you get some treats.
And
maybe some tricks.
Here! Stop!
I'm scared. Oh, I'm very scared.
But we cut it out there with that big bang. And.
Swallow this.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.